Ask and you shall receive. You just heard the dulcet tone of Eugene Cook. Gene Cook, he's done a heck of a job out in Huntington. I've known him a long, long time. Listen, I go back to Gene from, 2014, Councilman? Remember that whole thing? Ask the candidate, meet the candidates. That's what it was called. That's when I met Gene. He's a wonderful guy. He's well-liked. Throughout, and it's my pleasure to have him on the show 12 days out of election. He's vying for the supervisor's post out there. You're going to see him on the Stop the LIPO line. We'll explain that a little, too. The aforementioned Mr. Cook. Gino, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Jay. I am fabulous, and thank you for having me on the show.
It is a pleasure. What are you thinking? What are you thinking here, Gene? You know, you've been a staple in that neck of the woods. Here you go with the supervisor's post and everything else. You know, I think a supervisor, I think of Frank Petrone way back, held the I think it was 24 years. Am I right with that? And then, you know, you've had a couple of things here and there, and all of a sudden, you know, Lupinacci doesn't want any more. In comes Gene Cook. What are you thinking these days?
I'm thinking that the town of Huntington needs some true leadership, and we haven't had that in the past 4 years. And now's the time where, with me starting a different line, separate from the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, it really gives an option for the resident and the businesses. And if anybody looks at my track record, and you know, Jay, that I work for the people 100% of the time. So it will be my pleasure to do it if I get elected. Looking forward to get elected. I think the polls show me doing very well. So I'm very happy with the way things are going.
You know, you said something there that certainly hit a chord with me, and I think it's forgotten a lot. You know, it's for the people. Sometimes I think officials, in whatever capacity, forget about the constituency, right? Forget about the residents. And especially here on the island, you know, we're so close-knit as far as communities and everything else. Sometimes that's a forgotten aspect as the regime kind of carries on its business. And you said something that I think, you know, needs to be accentuated a little bit more. It's about the people. Gene, right? It's always about the people, right?
It's always about the people, Jay. And the problem I have is that there's been a lack of respect from a lot of politicians for the people that have put him in that office. And I want to bring that back to Huntington, to be honest with you.
Gene Cook with us, the supervisor's post and everything else. Where do you see the present administration has lacked, Gene Cook, in getting it done? And if you are the one to kind of take the reins for the next couple of years, what do you hope to finish that wasn't, and what do you hope to accomplish as far as on your agenda going forward here?
Jay, the past 4 years have been very dismal. There's been a lack of transparency. There's been lawsuits and all sorts of other nonsense within the administration, which is no way to run the business of the people. And it's sad to see. I was hoping that Chad Lupinacci would take the reins and run with it. Both him and Ed Smith have not done that. And they're sad to see. The end of the day, when I look at things, I want to make sure we take care of, you know, our water issues in the bays, our drinking water for future generations, our grandchildren and beyond. And we need leadership that can get that stuff done.
Yeah. And we talk about the sewer setups and everything else, water quality infrastructure. You know, we just heard from Jim Marazzella in the third. I mean, this is a key issue all over the island, right? I mean, you know, water quality, projects like this, the infrastructure, it has been lacking for so long, and everybody's in on it now. But this is one of the biggest things that people think about right now as far as their communities, right, Gene?
Absolutely. And it's for the longevity of Long Island. We need to have serious leaders in there that have a background in this that can really get these things moving forward. And I believe I'm the only candidate that can actually do that.
How Main Street fared during COVID? You know, Main Street Huntington has always been one of my favorite places when I'm in and around. There's a couple of really solid businesses out there, some great eateries and everything else. Give us the landscape of how the survival rate has happened when the world of business has been tough. We know what's going on right now. People need helpers. They can't find any. There's help wanted signs all over the island and some of the main streets in and around. Give me an idea of the landscape out there. How have people fared? Survival rate, some couldn't. We understand that. Are you seeing a bright picture going forward? Give us what you're thinking here.
So our business people have done a tremendous job on Main Street and all around the town. And they have some real difficulties to get labor in there, to get assistance, get employees that will work and show up every day. Has been a tough struggle for them. The town has gone out and helped, you know, the eateries with additional parking and spacing and permit fees that have, removed those fees for the permits and what have you. So we've worked with them, but we need to step it up. We really need to do the right thing. And as a businessman for over 40 years, I believe I could bring that to the town, and I will do it. Jay, if I'm elected on the second, I will be starting on the third. You'll start seeing an administration being put through and a transition team right away. And I will be out there talking to the businesses and the people to see if we can get some of the things done that has been neglected for many years.
By the way, he's one of the hardest working guys I know. I've known a long time. It's, you know, 7 or 8 years. He does nothing but work. He really, and I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. He's tireless. And, you know, he wants to get it done. He wants to get it done for the residents out there. And, you know, they need a little bit of a change. You know, they need a bit of a change. Listen, you know, Lupinacci, you can say what you want about Lupinacci. You know, I mean, I think of Lupinacci, I think of very much an under-the-radar type of guy, non-transparent. Tell me if I'm wrong, Gene. This isn't a discussion on the disparaging of Chad Lupinacci, but it's really about a discussion going forward, because transparency has always been, to me, doing this a long time, as you know I have, that's always been lacking as far as whatever government we're talking about. We see it on the national stage. We see it in Albany. And we see it locally. It's just not enough. There needs to be more. Do you agree with that? And
100%.
Are you looking probably to maybe infuse a little bit more? Because to me, it's about the resident. We talk about the residents. We talk about making people aware. I think it's important. Don't you?
Absolutely, Jay. 100%. My plan is that if the night of election night I find I'm the winner, you'll probably see me appoint some people right away that night as I go through and move forward on the transition. I will be quite transparent about it and open. It doesn't make any sense to me why people hide these things. They only hide things if they have something to hide and they don't want the community to know what they're doing. And certainly this regime that's been in there has been very non-transparent. And I've had enough of that. My feeling is let's move forward. I'll take the reins. And within 4 years, you will see a big difference.
So we've tried to get Lupinacci on a number of things. He used to come on with me. He doesn't come on with me anymore. Can't figure it out. But you see, it's about trying to be transparent and knowing that, you know, we got a lot of folks out there. And they want to know what's going on from their leaders, you know. And it's tough. It really is sometimes. What do we look like in the town going forward from a fiscal standpoint? Budgets in play for 22, Gene. Tax levy. Where are we at with everything as far as the numbers are concerned going forward?
So the budget is out. We're reviewing it now. The supervisor gave it to us last month, and I'm reviewing that now. There's a couple of things that I dislike in it right away. Many of his close friends are getting raises and what have you. That's unacceptable to me. But I'm not done reviewing the whole thing. That was some of the things that stuck out to me right away. And it's just offensive. It's offensive when you do that kind of thing. There's great people that work for the town of Huntington. And we have, you know, two unions that are there, and they're awesome. One of which was the CSEA, who endorsed me because of all the things that I've done, to help our members. And they do a great job, but they need good leadership to get that job done properly. They need to be upgraded on their tooling, whether that's software or equipment on the outside. We need to make sure that this is set and ready, and then it's easier for the residents to get the information they need when they're calling town hall. And I want to that's going to be totally revamped. And we're going to see if we can get some things in to get the building department straightened out very quickly. And we've got new people that have come into the building department. I'm very proud of that. We're down to about 4 weeks for permits now, and I will make that much faster.
Jim Cook is my guest. Final thought, stop the LIPA line. I got a lot of people who ask me, you've been on this show a number of times, and they said, what in the heck is Stop the LIPA line? People have to remember, Huntington North bought the power plant. The saga as far as what has happened from a legal sense, with the plant and everything else. But give the folks kind of an idea regarding the line itself you're representing, sir.
So the Stop LIPA line was a line that was put into effect by many residents who ended up in, signed petitions to get me on the ballot. And they thought because of the lawsuits that I had for the LIPA settlement that it was a good line for me to have, which is fine. I have three lawsuits going on now. A federal lawsuit that was kicked over to the magistrate, and the magistrate's got a bunch of issues, and we show fraud. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's fraud, and our quasi-government agency, LIPA, is fraudulent. And so everybody knows there's still a company called Loco, and it's a subsidiary of LIPA, and they've been maneuvering around that Loco name to skirt the real issues that need to be taken care of and the real permission that they need to get all these settlements through the PACB. The end result is that I believe we're going to win, whether it's this year or next year, I don't know. We have filed another court case in the appellate court, and I think at the end, what it shows, regardless of what happened, is that, and I'm paying all this myself, all the legal fees, I'm paying out of my own pocket. But what it shows is that I want a leader, on any elected official that I ever vote for in the future, I want a leader that will fight the people. And I don't see that. I didn't see that with the town board now. I don't see it with Ed Smith, who now has increased taxes for Northport and East Northport residents up to 50% over the next 5 or 6 years. And it'll be more than that with the town increases, the slight town increases, Suffolk County and the state increases. How are these people going to handle that? It's I want people that fight for the residents. And I don't see it in a long time, Jack.
Well, just the fact that it's coming out of your pocket to try and take care of this stuff. But you know what? It's unbelievable. It really is. And folks, read all about this stuff. It is a fascinating ordeal that the town has gone through here. The legalese of it all and everything else. And Gene's right in the center of it. And again, he's fighting. It's almost as if, you have been the voice on this throughout the process, and you are not even the supervisor, And that's what's incredible to me, that has been part of this story, that you have kind of led the charge in this thing for the folks out there. It's unbelievable. It really is, and you expect more.
I think every elected official should do for his constituents. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. If I saw something wrong, if I didn't see anything wrong, and I would have joined the settlement and said, okay, let's make the best settlement we can. But when I started seeing these things, I said, something's wrong here. And, the town board wanted it out of their hair. They wanted to move on. They put this off for, years. But in the next 5 or 6 years, the residents are going to be feeling the pain unless somebody like me is out there, punching back. And I'm not asking anybody for any money. I'm doing it on my own. And to me, it's the right thing to do. and it shows true leadership.
Yeah, no question. Jane, we're going to
go ahead,
bud.
The thing is that my other candidate that's up against me, Ed Smith, is putting out, you know, negatives that I don't want to settle for this. And I'm sitting there going, really? You show yourself that you're not a true leader, and you're going out there and you're increasing people's taxes? Is that what we want in a future supervisor? I can tell you this, I don't want that. I want somebody that fights for it right to the end.
Yeah. You have been fighting for this since day one, no question. Gene Cook, ladies and gentlemen, Eugene Cook, you're going to find them on the ballot. Stop the LIPA line, of course, vying for the supervisor's post in the phenomenal town of Huntington, one of my favorites. Gene, we're going to be following your track. We'll have you on before the big day for a final look, and we certainly appreciate a couple of minutes.
Hey, Jay, thank you so much. And if you get all your radio listeners out there and send anybody any information that they can, if you live in Huntington, please vote for me on November 2nd and start at the bottom, work yourself up. I'm in row F.